This is Torch Comics Sean Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen, and a very special guest from the Torch VIP boards, Drunk Ninja Mast 2. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. Drunk Ninja Master 2 is one of my all-time favorite posters on all the boards, so I'm really excited that he's our first live guest on the showcase.
Yes, we're very excited. He attended the ROH final battle. That's why we're here for this special edition of the showcase to talk about what he saw, the final battle in New York. Drunk Ninja Mask 2, what were your overall thoughts of the show? And after that, we can talk about each match and kind of get some of your thoughts on what you saw. But overall, how'd you like the show?
Overall, I thought it was a really good show. I mean, you know, pretty much going into it, you know, everybody knew it was going to be a really good show. They had a pretty solid card. So I was just a little disappointed in the Briscoes match. Part of that could be because of the crowd kind of getting hot, just kind of getting annoying. So I can't wait to do the DVD comes out, especially after hearing you guys talking about the new production values that they pulled out, because they did have the new cameras there. I didn't see the crane cam, though, unless they had something in the... Cause it looked like in the balconies, too. It looked like in the balconies they were using the old... you know, regular cams, but it was on the floor where they had the new over-the-shoulder cams. But still, either way, can't wait to see the production values.
Right.
You know, because that building looks, you know, always looked really good, even on the, you know, the crappy cameras used before. So,
yes.
I'm going to be excited to see the new production values.
Now, I thought, you know, just to touch on it, I thought the crane camera was a huge part of what made the show look so good with some of the shots that got from what we saw from the... Joe Tyler Black match on the Escalation DVD. I thought hopefully they get that soon. I don't know. Maybe they're ready, waiting to be on more safer ground. Is that how they would say it? But
Sean, I can live if they save the crane only for pay-per-views, because you know how I've argued that they have to make these somehow different than their regular shows. And as much as I love that crane, if they just only use it on pay-per-views, then you can justify that, because it will make those events stand out.
Yeah, the quality of the picture was amazing. From the, you know, the hard, they had two hard camera shots and the floor shot, and there was no you know, blinding ghost-like light on the wrestlers and so forth. And I'd love to see the crane camera in Hammerstein, just because it is their best venue, and hopefully they bring the pay-per-view there this year at some point, because as Junk Digimask 2 stated, the Hammerstein looks really good, even on their, the high school AV team shooting it.
Yeah, I don't know when they're going to bring another pay-per-view. I'm amazed that they've been there three times, and, you know, they haven't shot a pay-per-view there yet.